Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Tuesday. Today's another cold day here in Grace Harbor. On my way into work, I stopped in at the coffee shop to get something nice and hot. Sometimes when I go to order, I like to ask Bobby what he's been drinking lately and go with that. But he surprised me. He said, "You know, I actually haven't had coffee since last year." I said, "Oh, really? Why is that? Is that a New Year's resolution?" And he replied, "No, it's nothing formal. I'm sure I'll have some again soon, but during the busy holiday season at the end of last year, I noticed that I was wanting coffee all the time. Some days, all I was thinking about was when I could get my next cup, so I'm taking a break." I told him that I could relate. One morning last fall, I went to make some coffee at home and discovered that we didn't have any. That made me really grumpy. And if I got that upset, maybe I need a break to think about how much importance I give my morning cup of joe, too. Do you have anything in your life like that? Something you enjoy regularly, and if you don't have it or don't get to do it, you really, really miss it? Maybe it's a cookie after dinner, or perhaps it's time to ride your bike, read a book, or watch TV. Once you think of your answer, go ahead and share it with your family. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. Now, here's the thing. It's okay to want things. It's okay to think about the things we enjoy. God has filled this world with lots of amazing and beautiful things. And God has designed us to enjoy things like good food, good friends, and fun times. But do you remember why Bobby decided to take a break from drinking coffee? He didn't just want it, but it started to feel like he needed it. When he was thinking about it so much, I'll bet it felt like his brain was kind of stuck. Have you ever felt that way? Something grabs your focus and you can't think about anything else? It sure seems like this can happen with the TV in my house. One of my kids will talk about what they can't wait to watch when it's TV time, and then after TV time is over, they talk all about what they plan to watch next. Yeah, you know, if I'm being honest, I can be that way with watching sports on TV sometimes. Well, when Bobby realized that drinking coffee had grabbed too much of his focus, he decided to take a break, to give it up for a little while. What he's doing is actually a spiritual practice, and it's the one we're going to learn about this week. It's called fasting. Fasting is when we give up something on purpose for a period of time. You can fast from lots of different things, like food or screen time. Sometimes people fast for short periods of time, like skipping TV time one day per week. Or sometimes they might fast for a longer period of time, like Bobby not having coffee for more than a month. I asked Bobby when he thinks he'll have coffee again, and he said when he can enjoy it as one of God's amazing gifts and not see it as something he can't live without. We'll talk more about that this week, but here's something you can try today. Pay attention to some of those urges inside your head or heart. Do you start to think about lunch in the middle of the morning at school or work? Do you start daydreaming about recess or going to the park or what you might watch on TV after school? Do you see someone else with a snack or something in their lunch that you love too and you start to crave it? Try to listen for those things that tug at you and then share about them and how they make you feel during your time together as a family tonight. Okay, let's close out our time together in prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, you have given us a world filled with so many good things. You have also given us the ability to see and appreciate that goodness. But when we start to give things or activities too much room in our lives, they can crowd out other important and even better things. Help us to notice what those things might be in our lives so that we can begin to bring them back to their proper place. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great Tuesday, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.